Republicans were optimistic the justices would rule in their favor on the individual mandate, but the court deflated their hopes. Five justices ruled the individual mandate is constitutional under Congress's power of taxation, which Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says is what she's been saying all along.
Oh, the key part is the individual mandate, which the court rightly pointed out is a tax, and it is a huge tax increase on individuals and small businesses. I think it is going to really hurt our economy. It's going to hurt the job creation.
The justices also ruled states can reject congressional efforts to expand Medicaid coverage. If Texas Governor Rick Perry and the state legislature agree to take the federal cash, more than 2.5 million people could be insured under the federal program. But Hutchison says state lawmakers need to be cautious about accepting that federal handout.
Well, I think the legislature is going to have to make a decision based on what the aftermath will be. And now that the court has given them the ability to turn back the added requirement, I think they'll have to look at the numbers and see what they decide.
The U.S. House has already voted 30 times to repeal the health care law. And when House lawmakers get back from their 4th of July break, they're planning another repeal vote. Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee says that shows their party's playing politics with the new law and those in need of insurance.
When they get on the floor about repealing it, you're going to hear from me. My voice may be snuffed out because I don't have the majority, but it will ask the Republicans on the other side of the aisle, is this your continued attempt to do violence against the sick?
Critics say the repeal effort is just politics because the effort is expected to die in the U.S. Senate. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.